Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Tim sent me an interesting story about the legal system, and it's one of these procedural issues that might not ever affect you, but it's bizarre and it makes you wonder. A lawyer says that an illegal recording proves that the New York court reporter, in a particular case, botched a confession in a double murder. And this is from the Syracuse.com website. And what we're talking about is that proceedings in courtrooms are generally recorded, meaning it's a court reporter or some system to record what happens. And if anything ever happens, you need to take it up on appeal or have it reviewed, they pull the transcript to see what actually happened. And so making a transcript is an extremely important part of the legal process. I understand some lower courts and some states don't waste the time making a record, but those are usually on very, very small issues. What we're talking about here is a grand jury proceeding. And grand juries do conduct everything they do in secret, so there's nobody from the public there to watch it, but there's a court reporter taking down everything that's being said and creates a transcript. That's where we have a problem, because apparently everyone agrees the court reporter made a huge mistake in this case, and it makes you wonder about what could possibly have caused it. An Onondaga County judge is ordering an emergency hearing on the eve of a double murder trial after evidence was revealed suggesting a court reporter mistakenly wrote down a confession that never happened. Lawyers for the two defendants, they're accused of an execution involving drugs, but the lawyers have asked the entire indictment to be dismissed over this mistake. The biggest problem surrounds the testimony of a brother to these two defendants who is on record as saying that he shot the dude, but it turns out he actually said he shut the door. And everyone now agrees that he said shut the door, not shot the dude. And that makes a big difference. I'm allowed to shut a door. I'm not allowed to shoot the dude. Well, depending on the setting. But everyone agrees. So the court just said, okay, well, we'll fix this. And they just changed the three words from shot the dude to shut the door. And the prosecutor doesn't dispute the mistake was made and is arguing that no official transcript is 100% accurate. Well, we should be trying for 100% accuracy because people's lives are at stake here. Any mistakes, he says, could simply be addressed by fixing the record. Now, the defense attorneys for the defendants said this shocking revelation calls into question the entire integrity of the judicial system. Because in court, if a court reporter doesn't take down what's actually said, it's like it never happened. And the transcript, for example, is the only thing a judge relies on in making rulings and deciding appeals. So when you take something up on appeal, one of the things you do is you order a transcript of the hearing or the trial, and that goes up with it. So that when the court of appeals or whoever's looking at it goes, gee, I wonder what happened, they can pull it out and look at it. They don't have to go on your description of what happened. It's the latest bizarre twist in what may be Onondaga County's oldest homicide case still awaiting trial. The Elmores were indicted in the June 2018 home invasion murders inside an Eastwood residence. One of them is accused of setting up the murders with the brother and the younger brother actually carrying out the crimes. Prosecutors indicated for the first time Monday that marijuana was believed to be taken during the double murder, and it's the younger brother who was quoted as saying he shot the dude when he meant to say, actually did say, shut the door. The way the apparent error was caught is equally bizarre, and this is interesting. An illegal audio recording was made of the grand proceedings of the grand jury. That recording was later compared to what was written down by the court reporter. Now, under law, grand jury proceedings are secret and no audio recordings are allowed. That's why the official transcript is so important. But here's the question, who made the recording? So usually there's no way to tell, but in this case, a court reporter accidentally activated an option that saved an audio recording of the proceedings. So it's illegal, but the judge has ruled that there was no intent to commit a crime. So the court reporter, by accidentally doing this, actually helped preserve the record. But this seemed like a minor blip because everyone assumed the official transcript was accurate. Prosecutors realized that something was wrong when they flagged the man's confession, and defense lawyers, of course, were fascinated by that. The witness had already testified that he carried out the robberies with a broken gun because it had a magazine that didn't work. That's what they were arguing. So there's no way that he could have shot the dude. In fact, prosecutors are counting on that witness at trial to say it was the older brother who carried out the shootings as orchestrated by their sister. A lawyer representing one of these people who sat in the grand jury proceedings also disputed the official record of his confession, lawyers indicated Monday. So in other words, there were other people who realized, wait, there's something wrong in that transcript if it says that he said he shot the dude, because that's not what he said. That's the kind of statement you'd remember, right? So the defense attorneys are asking a judge to look into this issue and make a ruling before Monday. And there's going to be another hearing coming up. But as of right now, the big question is how much of what happened to that grand jury can be believed to have been recorded properly when a mistake that large was made. Now, I can tell you that I've ordered transcripts of trials I've done. It's always fun to go back and read. You know how people often talk about how their voice doesn't sound the same to them when they hear it recorded later? It's worse when you read transcripts of trials that you conducted because you have so much in your mind. You're thinking about what you're trying to get with something. You're handling evidence. You're trying to watch somebody's reactions. You may be trying to do a cross-examination. And you're also very conscious that there's a jury that you want to make sure the jury gets everything. That you read the transcript and it, number one, it doesn't read like you remember it. But also you realize that you may have said things a little differently than you expected. And that's one of the things, is that spoken language, we hear it and we tend to remove all of the things from it that don't belong there. So if I say, that's there. And it's just as big on the page as the next sentence I say, okay? So some of these little verbal crutches, for instance, pop up, pepper the page, and you wish they weren't there, but what are you going to do? But I can tell you that I took a deposition once where I had an expert witness hired by the other side. This was not a car case. So it was an insurance claim back when I used to handle a lot of insurance claim cases. And I'm not going to get heavily into the facts. They're not important here. But the defense attorney in this case, representing an insurance company, had argued repeatedly in court that something was impossible. It could not be done. It was impossible. Could not be done. And I took the deposition of the expert, and I asked the expert, is it possible this could be done? And he goes, yes. And I look over the other attorney. The other attorney's pretending she didn't hear it. I go, so wait, it's possible? He's, yes. I go, okay, no further questions. So I went back to my office, called the other attorney. She goes, well, I'm talking to my client right now, so I can't really tell you what we might do based on this revelation. So I called up the court reporter and said, I need a copy of that transcript ASAP. So she got me a copy of the transcript. I flipped the back page. Is it possible? Answer, no. It's possible? No. Now, I'm wondering, have I lost my mind? My notes said, yes, exclamation mark, ... my own editorializing. Yes, second time, ... exclamation mark. I said, the court reporter, I called her when I got the transcript. I said, I'm a little confused. My notes indicate that man said yes. I asked him again, it's possible? He said yes. She says, what did I write? I said, you wrote no. Is it possible? No. Or it's possible. And she goes, hang on. And while I was on the phone with her, she went and dug out the tape and played it back. And she says, oh my gosh, you're right. I go, how do you make a mistake like that? And she goes, I was in a hurry. You said you wanted this fast. Well, I wanted it right too. I go, how do you fix this? She goes, I'll send you an amended page. So she sent me a new page with a note saying this is to be inserted back here. I go, can't you send me a whole new transcript? She goes, that's not how it's done. But anyways, so when I had to go into court and argue, I had to explain to the judge, by the way, disregard the last page, look at the amended page. But mistakes do happen. They happen on important things. But it's particularly scary when it happens at a grand jury when theoretically no other record's being made. The court reporters ought to be taking that as a very, very serious task. I shut the door. I shot the dude. The interesting thing about that is that everyone agrees that the witness said, I shut the door. And yet the words got put down on paper as, I shot the dude. And it makes you wonder if somebody changed them on purpose. Because what are the odds that everyone heard it correctly except for the court reporter? That's weird. That's weird. But I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. Good news is they caught this one mistake. Makes you wonder about the rest of it. I'll update you if I find out anything else. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I dropped my computer on my foot. That mega hurts.